American Cattle News. I'm Bill Baker.
I've been in the Angus business ever since I was a 4-H student.
That's Butch Meyer, who's been a Missouri Angus producer for the last 60 years.
I'm a registered Angus herd, and we have a yearly production sale and market our bull calves through that. The steer calves that we have in the herd, we've got a producer that feeds them out, and we get carcass data back on them and know what genetic moves to make in our next breeding program then. And the females, we pick out the heifers that we want for our replacement heifers, and we've got a standing order for other females, a second cut that we sell to local commercial breeders then.
He says this past November, they completed their 20th annual production sale, and each year is a little different depending on the cycles of the economy.
Average is word down, but we're in this area here where there's a lot of small operations of 35 to 50 cows, and they only need one bull or so for several years. And we market about 40 to 50 bulls in our production sale then.
He also says everybody's looking for better genetics.
They are, yes. And we've got a lot of repeat buyers, and putting the proof out in front of them with every bull that we have by running genomic test on them.
That's Butch Meyer, who's been a Missouri Angus producer for the last 60 years, also past president of the Missouri Cattlemen's Association. Now we head to DeWitt County, Texas. Anthony DeTartis is the county director there.
Cow-calf is huge in the county here. With the Brahmin influence, being on the Gulf Coast here in South Texas, the heat, the humidity, the brush, mosquitoes, all of the things that are a little bit rough on growing and raising a calf in this part of the state, those Brahmin influence cattle are just tougher. They're going to be Brayford-type cattle, Brangus-type cattle, or some sort of 50% Brahma influence-type mama cow in this part of the state.
Of course, forage is a big part of the operation.
The biggest part of the cattle producers in this county are on some sort of improved grasses, like coastal Bermuda grasses or hybrid Bermuda grasses, blue stems, Klein grass, those sort of things, so they support more cattle numbers. But we do have probably a significant amount of cattle that are grazed on native pastures, just native-type grasslands here in this part of the state.
That's Anthony DeTartis, County Extension Agent in DeWitt County, Texas. And I'm Bill Baker, American Cattle News.